Well, one year for Christmas, youngest son and his wife got me a Fitbit watch so I could keep track of my steps because I like to go for walks and so forth. It's hard to do today when the air quality is so bad from the forest fire smoke. But anyway, I got the Fitbit watch and I found out you can change the watch face. The default watch face that comes with, you can change to another one. So I tried to do that and ended up, I had to look it up on Google, how do you do that? And I've got those steps outlined in the Google document, bulleted list there. But I've also created a video, which I'm going to tag onto this one. And so if you've got access to YouTube, you can watch it there. Okay, so you open the Fitbit app, like it's shown in the video recording I put on YouTube. And it's got Fitbit Premium, okay. And I'm going to click on the Today tab, like it shows, and it's there. So then tap on the profile picture, like so, and then you're going to see a list. You click on your watch, and I got an old Versa. That's the one I got for Christmas a couple years ago. And then you go to the gallery, like so. Once the gallery opens up, then you go to the little plus sign. You can have up to 5 watch faces saved. You can see I've got a couple in there already. So I'm going to add another watch face. And it's going to be in the list of free ones because I've already kind of looked at ones. And so you go to view all, right? And there it is. Finish Line is the name of it. I'm going to click on that one. And then that installs it. So it'll appear in the list of 5 faces that I've put onto the watch. There's already 2 there. So this is number 3. So I can add 2 more. Okay. Hope that helps. Hey, to contact me, use the secure contact form on GuyRCook.com. If you like this episode on YouTube, and give it a thumbs up on YouTube.com and click the bell to subscribe to future episodes, it's a wrap.